Secret Keeping for Beginners, written by Maggie Alderson and read by Zara Ram. Rachel bounded up the stairs two at a time, then paused for a moment just outside her boss's office door to catch her breath. She knew she was going to be sweaty. She'd run all the way there from the South Kensington tube station. She didn't want to be audibly panting as well. "Hark!" said a man's voice from inside. "Did I hear the sound of maidens' feet upon the stairs? Or was it a herd of elephants? Rachel, is that you?" Quickly smoothing a hand over her hair, Rachel stepped around the door into the room. "Yes, hi, Simon. Hi, everyone," she said to the man sitting behind a large, shiny white desk and the four women in front of it, notebooks and phones on their laps. "No, really, it's fine you're late," said Simon. "Again. I was just saying what bad luck it is that it's always your tube line that has a problem when everyone else's gets them here in plenty of time." Rachel smiled at him as naturally as she could manage, pulling up another chair and sitting down. She was determined not to rise to his sarcasm, or give him the pleasure of apologising for being late. She didn't want him threatening her with instant dismissal, as he had twice already that week. Jokingly, she thought, or hoped, but with just enough edge in his voice to make her nervous. She'd only been working at his PR firm, Rathbone & Associates, since February, and was still in her six-month trial period, so it could happen. But if it was a joke, she didn't think much of Simon's sense of humour. There was nothing funny about the prospect of sudden unemployment for a single mother of two children under 10. "Now, where were we?" said Simon. "Oh, yes, pulling together some additional ideas for our pitch on Wednesday to Arkwright Industries, the biggest manufacturers of garden furniture in the UK, although it's all actually made in China now, of course, which is why they need our help launching their new British-made elite brand, Lawn and Stone. Quite a good name, I think." He tapped his laptop and an image of an elegant sun lounger with plump cushions upholstered in a bold floral pattern was projected onto the white wall to the side of the desk. "This is the merch," he said, tapping again to start a slideshow of pictures of lavish garden furniture, all featuring tropical print fabrics. "It's really classy stuff, or I wouldn't be talking to them. Their usual gear is the kind of thing you see people sitting on while having a picnic in a lay-by, Auntie's day out." All the other women tittered. Rachel didn't. What a snob. What a bunch of brown noses. "As you know from my brief," Simon continued, "old man Arkwright has never seen the need for a PR company or any kind of marketing before, but he's ancient and his kids are running the show now and they're a little more with it. So we'll be appealing to them with our ideas, not the old codger, although he is insisting on coming to the pitch." "Are you sure about that?" said Rachel. Every head in the room turned to look at her. "Sure about what?" said Simon, eyes narrowed. "About focusing the pitch towards the kids rather than Arnold Arkwright."